Yorker Dorothy Day has taken another step up the ladder to becoming a saint of the Catholic Church. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops recently endorsed her cause after Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York called her a saint for our time for having lived in a slum for 50 years and serving the people around her. WNYC's Jim O'Grady wrote a biography of Day, the founder of a newspaper and social justice movement, both called The Catholic Worker. He's here with us now to talk about her possible canonization, which is controversial among both her supporters and her detractors. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Soterius.
So let's start with the canonization process, which can take decades, except in cases that are fast-tracked like Mother Teresa or Pope John Paul II. Where does Day stand in the process?
Well, she died in 1980 at age 83, but The Catholic Worker kept on and kept up her charitable work in New York and in about 200 houses of hospitality around the country. So in 2000, Cardinal O'Connor of New York proposed Dorothy Day to the Vatican as a saint. The Pope accepted the request and named her a servant of God, and that's her status now. If Rome decides she was an exemplar of faith, she'll be beatified. And after that begins the search for two miracles that occurred either before or after she died and can be attributed to her.
Something like the parents of a gravely ill child praying today, and then the child apparently miraculously revives.
Yeah, that's an example of that. Although some say the first miracle is that the Catholic Worker has survived for 82 years without taking any money from foundations or government agencies or even the Catholic Church, only from individuals. And there are many stories about the landlord on his way to lock the door and a stranger walks in just out of the blue with money to donate and it covers the rent.
Okay. All right. So let's assume that, you know, these miracles are proved insofar as according to how the church proves such things. What happens next?
She becomes Saint Dorothy Day. And essentially that means the church recommends Day's vision of what makes for a good and meaningful life.
And what did Day do with her life to make her a candidate for sainthood in the first place?
She served the poor, she fought for social justice, and she opposed war. But interestingly, that's not the part of her life that Cardinal Dolan is emphasizing. He's more interested in her early life leading up to her religious conversion.
And why is that?
Because he's mostly promoting her inspiring example as a sinner who turned her life around.
And how exactly did she do that?
Okay, so she's born in Brooklyn Heights, grows up in Chicago, moves to New York in her late teens, and then she writes for left-wing publications, and she used to go out drinking in a Greenwich Village saloon with Eugene O'Neill called The Hellhole. And it was during those years that she had an abortion and a divorce. And then comes her conversion in 1927. She gives birth to a daughter, Tamar. And as she describes it, she feels such happiness and gratitude that she turns to God. So then she's baptized and embraces Catholic practice. But she's still a passionate advocate for social justice. So during the Great Depression, she founds the Catholic Worker. She sets up a house of hospitality in Lower Manhattan where volunteers come to join her in feeding, clothing, and housing the poor and fighting what she calls the filthy, rotten system that creates poverty and injustice.
Is that why she's controversial?
Well, to conservative Catholics, yes. They're more interested in her embrace of traditional Catholic teaching on, say, sexual ethics and an all-male priesthood. They're less interested in how, for example, during New York City's first nuclear air raid drill in 1957, she and other pacifists gathered in Union Square Park for a protest that essentially said, "This is absurd. You can't hide from an atom bomb in a basement." And they all got arrested.
Hmm. And I understand that the push for her sainthood makes some of her supporters uneasy because she once said, "Don't call me a saint. I don't want to be dismissed so easily."
Yeah, it's true. There is that. Some Catholic workers who still do her work worry that sainthood would dilute her message and overly emphasize how she changed her life after having an abortion. But others say she was emphasizing that anyone, not just a saint, could and should do what she did. And she did say, "It falls on all of us to delve into what she called the mystery of poverty." She said, "By sharing in it, by making ourselves poor and giving to others, we increase our knowledge of and belief in love."
WNYC's Jim O'Grady, author of Dorothy Day with Love for the Poor. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Soterius.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.